You've probably seen these ads for the scooter store on TV with elderly people in their new wheelchairs.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair. With help from the scooter store, Medicare and my insurance covered it all.
And you may have wondered if that's an offer too good to be true.
Some regulators in Washington say many people get wheelchairs who don't qualify for them, and that's costing taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. But customers of the scooter store say these chairs help them lead meaningful lives again. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Johnny Arbaugh lives in a little red house on the top of a grassy hill in rural Maryland. Once he farmed the fields out front, one day he'll be buried in the cemetery out back.
I had a good life. I was a dairy farmer, and I loved it. And my son's got the farm now. He and his boys want the farm.
Arbaugh is 72. He had a stroke this year, before that a heart attack, and surgery to replace first his left hip and then his right. When he gets off the couch, he grunts and strains to stand up by pushing on his metal walker.
I'm running out of oomph. I got it.
When Arbaugh uses his walker to get to the kitchen table or to the bathroom, his wife Becky follows him. She's tiny. He's big. He weighs 230 pounds.
Well, my wife walks around behind me with her, holding my belt so I don't fall over. Because the last time I fell was right there. I went to get out of the car and went to come up on there, and I just went over backwards, hit my head on the car. But I fell five times since I had this stroke.
That last time, his wife could not pick him up. She had to call their son from work. Arbaugh says he's fed up.
Tired of falling, and my arms are getting tired, and I just can't do it like I used to.
Today, something is coming that will help. Outside, a yellow van from the scooter store has pulled into the driveway. It's delivering a shiny red motorized wheelchair. Price tag, $5,600. Medicare and Arbaugh's own private insurance will pay it all. It's a good thing he's getting it now. Medicare is the health insurance program for the elderly, and it's changing its rules. Next year, lots of people like Johnny Arbaugh will get turned down when they ask for power wheelchairs. On the concrete patio, Quentin Hall and Doug Harris from the scooter store assemble the wheelchair.
Okay. So this is the best part of our job. We get to see their face when we go inside. It's great.
I'll just get up here. Ready?
The men from the scooter store slide open the glass door from the patio, lift the motorized wheelchair, and carry it inside.
Oh, how you like this new chair?
Well, it looks beautiful. I just told him it looks like a Cadillac. I know one thing, I'm going to appreciate it. I can tell that already.
After he fell, Arbaugh was watching TV. And on The Price is Right, he saw that scooter store ad. It said a wheelchair could make him active and independent again, that he paid into Medicare and was entitled to its benefits. Those words were key, because like many people of his generation, Johnny Arbaugh says he doesn't like to take help from the government.
I don't like to take advantage of anybody. They need money for other things besides me, you know, and there's people that's worse off than I am.
And that gets to the heart of the controversy, because it's not always clear who's worse off, or exactly who is entitled to a power wheelchair from Medicare. But a lot more people are getting them. 7 years ago, Medicare paid a bit more than $100 million for power wheelchairs. Last year, it paid about $1.2 billion. And the Office of the Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services says most of that money is being wasted. Dara Corrigan from the Inspector General's office testified before a Senate committee last spring. She explained what happened when her office hired independent medical reviewers to look at some of those people who'd gotten what's called K-11 power wheelchairs.
And they looked at these claims and they determined that only 13% met the coverage criteria for K-11 power wheelchairs. 13%.
In other words, the auditors looked at people who got power wheelchairs and found that in almost 9 out of every 10 cases, Medicare was giving wheelchairs to people who didn't even qualify under its own rules. One thing that showed, Medicare's rules just aren't very clear. To get a power wheelchair, Medicare says you have to be, quote, bed or chair confined. If you can get around your house, even with a walker, a push wheelchair, or a less expensive scooter, then you're not bed or chair confined. But it's less clear if you get around but fall a lot, like Mr. Arbaugh. Or maybe you can walk as far as the kitchen table, but not as far as the bathroom. Leslie Norwalk is the deputy administrator of the agency that runs Medicare.
I would hate to focus on, I can take a step or two steps, okay, no power wheelchair, as opposed to looking at the overall health of the beneficiary. How frail are they? How often are they falling down? I would hate to be the pointy-headed bureaucrat that makes the decision that one or two steps, well, if you can take a third step, I'm sorry. Nope, you can't have that. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense from a clinical perspective. And what happens if you can take three steps on Tuesday and four steps on Wednesday, but only one step on Thursday? Well, then what?
Norwalk's agency is now working to tighten the rules. Still, congressional investigators say Medicare has been way too slow to crack down, that it let power wheelchair sales go up by double-digit percentages year after year after year. Norwalk says approvals are down this year by about 25%. Another problem is that Medicare hasn't changed what it pays for these power wheelchairs since 1992, $5,200. But a company like the scooter store can now get one for about half that price. Medicare will announce its new and tougher rules around the end of the year. But first, it's been holding public meetings to get suggestions from doctors, wheelchair users, and wheelchair companies. That's brought Doug Harrison to Washington. He started the scooter store. He's flown in on the company jet. His driver drops him off at the Department of Health and Human Services at the bottom of Capitol Hill.
This one should go till almost 5.
Yeah. I'll be right here.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Upstairs, the auditorium is filled with sunlight and lobbyists. Harrison sits off to the side and blends in, an anonymous-looking middle-aged man in a white shirt and gray suit. Doug Harrison's success is a big reason for today's meeting. He made getting power wheelchairs easy. And he says that's helped people who needed wheelchairs but weren't getting them before. Another result was that Medicare saw its costs soar. And this hearing is about trying to get those costs back down. Harrison says that could put him out of business and stop people like that Maryland farmer from getting wheelchairs that improve their quality of life.
This is very important for the business as well as the beneficiaries. There are going to be people like Mr. Arbaugh that either are now covered and can live independently without somebody having to help them around, or are going to go without and are going to be condemned to suffer and fall or worse if this meeting doesn't go the right way. So it's a lot of people could be affected by this.
When Harrison talks about his customers, he talks about giving them freedom. On the day that Arbaugh got his chair in Maryland, it was marked on a wall at the scooter store's headquarters in Texas, on a bar graph with the title, Lives Changed.
We don't like to track sales by sales. Instead of counting up X number of widgets or X number of dollars, we count our progress in the numbers of lives changed. How many people's lives we changed yesterday and the day before and the day before. So for the customer that you got to see, he's on up there on the board, not with his name, but you know where his little tick mark is, shows one life changed.
Harrison started the scooter store 13 years ago. At the time, he was an oil field engineer, but he wanted his own business. He'd seen his grandmother stop walking and never leave the house again. Harrison moved his young family back to his little hometown of New Braunfels, Texas, and opened the first scooter store.
The way we started was kind of in a whirlwind. We just opened up a store on the side of the road and said, oh, we're in business as the scooter store.
But few customers came in.
One of the things that took us a long time to learn, I'm an engineer, not a business guy, was we don't get a lot of walk-in traffic because our customers can't walk very well.
Today, the scooter store is America's number one seller of scooters and power wheelchairs. It's got 67 stores and distribution centers in 42 states. Things changed when Harrison started selling straight to consumers with direct mail and those clever TV ads.
I used to see myself with limitations. Now, I see new possibilities.
Before, it was doctors or physical therapists who often decided when someone got a wheelchair, usually someone with a severe disability, people with spinal cord injuries or diseases like multiple sclerosis.
I used to see myself as dependent on others. Now, I'm proud to be doing for myself again.
Harrison's ads reach people who weren't getting wheelchairs, like Johnny Arbaugh. He never thought to ask for a power wheelchair or that he might even qualify, until he saw that scooter store ad on The Price is Right. Arbaugh called the 1-800 number on a Thursday, the scooter store got his doctor's signature on Friday, and on Tuesday, the chair was delivered to his remote, rural address. Still, as Medicare cuts back, scooter store profits have fallen, It's laid off one quarter of its employees since February and recently sold that company jet. There may be more trouble coming. The FBI has gone after fraud and abuse in the wheelchair business. Harrison says his company helped the FBI go after phony dealers. But a year ago, agents started talking to scooter store employees. It's not clear why. A spokesman for the FBI says the investigation is still going on.
What we'd like to do now, Mr. Arbrough, is just explain some of the features to you.
It's getting harder to get a power wheelchair from Medicare. Johnny Arbaugh did get one improved. Back at his house, Doug Harris and Quentin Hall from the scooter store show him how to use it.
Does it have brakes?
Oh, yes. Let's get this over here. Let's get your seat belted in.
I'm going to buckle up for safety.
Yep.
We always recommend that you use the joystick in a position like that with your fingers.
Just use your fingers.
Use your fingers, and you know, it's something that you'll take practice and you'll get to touch and you'll get better each and every day.
Mr. Arbrough?
I think you're ready to take a ride.
You think I am?
Yes.
Gangway.
The wheelchair moves with a quiet whisper. Arbaugh works the joystick and maneuvers the chair slowly into the hall. One reason so many people want these wheelchairs now is that they've gotten so easy to use. Over the last 10 years, the design has gotten so compact that Arbaugh can guide his chair through the narrow doorways.
Just take your time going in. You have a little more room on the right side. You have 2 to 3 inches, so you don't have to hug one side.
I don't want to tear a chair up.
I understand that. You don't want to tear anything up.
He moves the chair into the kitchen and back into his bedroom. Then Arbaugh nods towards his wife, Becky.
My biggest problem is when I'm in bed, she's going to be out feeding chickens with this. Why, Johnny?
And that brings an observation from Quentin Hall of the scooter store.
No, your biggest problem now, you got your mobility back, and you will be out feeding those chickens.
In the week since he got that power wheelchair, Johnny Arbaugh says he does get around his house easily, and without his wife holding onto his belt to make sure he doesn't fall. He's getting outside again, too, on Sundays to the red brick church at the bottom of the hill, to the county fair where his grandchildren showed chickens and cattle. And 2 or 3 times a week, he goes over to his old farm just to be around the fields, the barn, and the tractors that he misses. Arbaugh says there's no question that a shiny red wheelchair has changed his life. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
You can read government reports about wheelchair sales and see a picture of Johnny Arbaugh at npr.org.